that each one of you says, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Peter. I mean contentions, he says. I'm not talking about private issues, but the more serious kind. That each one of you says, because the corruption reached not just a part, but the whole church. However, their discussions were not about Paul, Peter, or Apollos. He's indicating that if even these figures weren't to be relied upon, any others certainly shouldn't be. He tells us later that they hadn't been speaking about them. And I have applied these things figuratively to myself and Apollos, so you may learn from us not to go beyond what is written. But if it wasn't right for them to refer to themselves as followers of Paul, Apollos, or Peter, how much less right was it to claim membership in the party of anyone else? If even under the instruction of the first apostle, and one who had educated many others, it wasn't acceptable to label themselves, much less under those who were less noteworthy. Therefore, to show them the error of their ways, he cites these names to make a point. Moreover, he makes his argument less harsh by not calling out the harmful dividers of the church by name, but hiding them behind the names of the apostles, as if using them as masks.